And it's all about that broad network of difference and making sure that that difference feeds all of our cultural competence.
SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpfer addressing our question about how to create more teacher diversity in classrooms. Studies and government numbers show as minority students are now becoming the majority in many public school districts, particularly in urban districts, more than 80% of teachers remain white.
Well, one of the things we've been doing at SUNY is really changing our profile in New York City. That's where a lot of diversity exists, and we're trying to attract more students from downstate to upstate. That will feed the teacher education pipeline. We know there is a disproportionate number of Anglo teachers serving a disproportionate number of students who are of diverse ethnicity and race. So we have to correct that.
But what about Buffalo? State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia points out that partnerships could make a big difference in expanding the teaching base.
You have the Buffalo City School System right here. You have the University of Buffalo centered in it. You have Buffalo State centered in it. And partnerships growing between those two organizations will support the fact that we need diverse teachers in our classrooms, and we need to work to make that happen, very purposefully work to make that happen.
Teacher diversity is also being tied to student success. Zimpfer tells WBFO News it's important to teach teachers about being culturally confident no matter what zip code they come from, but she says they have much work to do in this arena. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.